Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, after months of rain, it seems that finally we might be about to get some better weather. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather is on the line. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Claire.
I was hoping on Tuesday that I would see never-ending sunshine, because that's, I think, what we were told last week. It didn't quite happen. Where are we at today?
No, well, I think the problem is, once you say the weather is going to get better, a lot of people have the same expectations as you, Claire. So where we're at is high pressure is slowly moving towards us, and we've seen less rainfall. Now, we did have showers yesterday. We have showers again this morning, especially in the north and the east of the country. But it will improve further as we go through the rest of the week and into the weekend. So temperatures are getting up a little bit. That cold wind is giving way to milder temperatures, up to 14 degrees today and tomorrow. And then the weekend is really when we see the best of the weather, which most people that have been working during the week will be glad, especially the last two weekends have been very windy and unsettled. We're looking at good sunny spells Saturday and especially Sunday, and temperatures getting up to maybe 16, 17, could even see 18 degrees further west. Now, Claire, if you're going to head to the beach on the east coast, it's going to be cooler.
Right.
So managing your expectations there, because there is going to be a light easterly wind. So it will be coolest on the east coast.
Yeah, but the temperatures have been really low, particularly in the mornings. I don't know if you're seeing that officially, Alan, are you?
It has been. It's been more the wind chill actually making it feel cold, that northerly wind. Now, funnily enough, when I talk about getting up to 17 and 18 degrees the weekend, there's going to be frost at nighttime, because the clear skies and, you know, long enough night still means that there actually will be a touch of frost Friday night and Saturday night. So gardeners need to be aware of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, no, it has been feeling very cold. And that's really that the strong wind from the north has been making it feel very cold. And we have had cooler air coming down from the north. And to be honest with you, Claire, it's kind of like a two-day special, maybe a three-day special with the good weather and the higher temperatures, because it will turn a little bit cooler again next week.
Well, we can handle probably the colder temperatures. It's the rain, really, that, you know, is bothering everybody, particularly farmers, as we've heard on this programme so often over the last couple of weeks. We've had very high rainfall for spring so far, haven't we?
We've had our total normal rainfall for spring, and spring from a meteorological point of view is March, April or May. So we're only halfway through, and we've had our normal total rainfall for that 3 months. So it's been exceptionally wet first month and a half of real spring, and winter obviously was very wet as well. So yeah, so look, we're looking at some showers today and tomorrow, but very little rainfall amount given, you know, what we've seen, and most of that will be in the north and the east. So the total rainfall forecast for the next 7 days is less than 5 millimetres for almost everywhere. So it's very little rainfall for most areas, just the odd April shower. As we head into next week, we will see a few more showers, possibly coming more into the east with an easterly wind. But generally, rainfall amounts look low for at least 7 days and maybe even up to 10 days. And that's the kind of period that the farmers need to actually get land drying out. And I had some farmers message me this morning to say that they're delighted to be able to jump up in the plough and actually get out into the fields. So it is an improving situation, but it is still going to be slow enough because the ground is still very saturated.
Are they jumping up into the tractors already because they've had a few less rainy days over the last week, or are they anticipating jumping up on the tractor?
No, they've had less rainfall in some areas. Now, there was, how to say, heavy showers, but some of the higher ground, some of the better ground has started to dry out already because it has been less rainfall for the last few days. And to be honest, they've been waiting so long, I think some of them can't wait any longer.
I
so I was saying my social media, maybe be a little bit patient on the rural roads for the next week or two while the farmers try and catch up, because there's going to be a lot of farm machinery moving.
Right. And of course, you can't see any further than what you've told us there. So, you know, people who are hoping for a lovely summer because we've had all of this rain, we'll have to just wait and see, right?
Wait and see. The law of averages would say it's in our favour, but wait and see.
Yeah, we won't make any predictions that far ahead. Alan, thank you very much. That's Alan O'Reilly there from Carlow Weather. Looking forward to a nice weekend anyway. Although if you are planting in the garden, beware of the frost that Alan told us about, because we might be paying for the lovely high temperatures that he's predicting over Saturday and Sunday with some frost overnight on those weekend evenings.